facial tissue in a brass bin at Thorn. A ticket out of notice, face imprints. And please excuse my words, I wander in. High tension line, step down. High tension line.
He says, you don't have me. says, goodbye, Spacey. He says, goodbye, Spacey and Judy. Goodbye, Spacey. Lost in Chile. Death does not exist. You don't hear, he says. Pilgrim out of mind, inside man.
Lost in Chile.
Yep. Yep. Probably like coughing up blood right there. He died pretty soon after this album or so. A couple albums, maybe. They put out an album a year since like probably 76. Came out with, it basically had like 45 members, 50 albums, and still, a lot of people still don't know who this band is. The Fall. And that was from one of their later records. Called Remit, and that was Hittite Man. Before that, we heard High Tension Line, Telephone Thing, and R.O.D. I am going to be playing another hour of The Fall because it is my birthday weekend. And if you, and this show, I'll be blunt with you, this show has always been about my self-indulgence. I always play stuff that I like to hear. I always play stuff that I want to play. I really don't cater much to the audience, and probably that really shows. That really shows. But that's okay. That's what this radio is all about. It's all about, you know, this side of the radio for, you know, WRCT. It is all about, it all is about the DJ. It's what we like to play. And I'm not alone in this. Every DJ here always plays with the wind here. So it's not just me. But I do get a bit tunnel vision when it comes to my birthday. I like to play a lot of The Fall. And I believe for the last 5 or 6 years, it has been like a solid 3 hours of Fall. So you're getting off easy. You're getting like an hour and a half of The Fall. And I'm just picking through a lot of my favorite tunes. This is stuff that, and you got to admit though, I mean, if I wasn't doing this, it'd just be automation. So, I mean, folks, this is boring. Well, you know, the automation ain't much better, friends. It is not much better. Sometimes it'll be like a repeat of another show. So in the long run, it's just me and you hanging out. If you dig The Fall, that's cool. If you just want to hang out, that's cool. Just put it in the background. I shut it off. Put a fried egg on your head. Do what you want, because it's your time. I'm not going to boss you around. I'm not the boss of you. Okay? Here's something from when I seen The Fall live like maybe about 2 or 3 times, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. He was a real piece of work, Marky Smith. He would pretty much torture the band, you know. I saw them in Cleveland, and off this next album, The Friends Experiment, which was a really, really great show. Happy Mondays opened, and they were really hypnotic. The Fall came on, and that's this album is kind of like the pinnacle of when they were, somewhat successful and somewhat happy. His first wife, Brick Smith, was in the band at that time, and real nice. Her stuff now just blows, but the stuff that she did with him, she was a guitar player and did some vocals, and they put on a hell of a show. It was a Peabody's Down Under. And it was probably, I forget what year that Friends Experiment came out. It might have been like 87, 88. And I just remember it was such a great show. But then I seen him a few years later, probably about maybe 10, 15 years later in Seattle, a little later on. And he would like shut the guy's amps off. He was just beyond the curmudgeon. He's just basically a sociopath with the band. And there was always fighting in the band. He got his clock cleaned during the band one time. He was arrested. He had his teeth punched out. Your typical success story. So that's kind of like, but my fascination with the band is I really wish I could say I like the music, and I don't really try and pick it apart. I don't like these people as human beings. I like the music. It just does something for me. This is Friends, and the songs just kind of stick in my head. This is from the album Friends Experiment. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh, doing fall.
Baby. Green girls with only 50 pounds had to take, had to put the curly whirly back.
Thought he could fool the fall with his imitation speeds, but he had not accounted for the psychic nose. He did not know there are no big shots on the rock, and even if there were, McGinty would not be among them.
All right, that was Pat Trip Dispenser. Before that, Slang King and Ed's Babe and Friends. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, winding down the Zombo Marathon. Listen to the Zoom. I still got that. I'm still excited. You know why? Because I'm playing my favorite band. And I hate to say favorite. I hate to say, but this band has had 23 albums out. They started in 1976, I think, and went all the way to 2018, continuously putting out music. 23 studio albums, roughly three times as many live albums that they were kind of like, well, kind of pseudo bootlegs, like they basically just released everything that they ever played out live, pretty much. So there's another, and then 60 members, like 66 members have been in the fall. Some of them shorter than a year. And the only constant member, Marquis Smith, and the famous quote, if it's me and your granny on bongos, it's a fall gig. So pretty nutty dude. And let me see here. Yeah, I performed the last couple shows in a wheelchair. It just, the guy's a total wreck, but they never stopped touring. They never stopped recording. It's always always different, always the same as John Peel said. And it's interesting because, like, why is this my favorite band? Every now and then it'll stick in my head. It'll be like, wow, I really would like to hear Dr. Faustus by The Fall. And what do you know? Here it is. In your brain. WRCT.
Peasants blocking his path.
Yeah, The Fall, of course. And they are covering Johnny Paycheck, Old White Train. Stay away from the Old White Train. Yeah, so they did some interesting covers, too. And always picked out some obscure stuff and kind of made them their own. Before that, we heard I'm Frank, which was their tribute to Frank Zappa. Before that, Dr. Faustus. You're listening to Zombo right here. And got less than a half hour to go to finish out the second Zombothon. I did one in February, and this is doing 7 hours of radio. Yeah, how about that? Started at 10 o'clock today, going to be winding up at 5. I could actually do 9 hours if I wanted to, because there's really not a live show in the studio until 7, but that ain't happening. That ain't happening. And once again, I'm winding this whole marathon down by playing my songs of my favorite band, The Fall. Birthday weekend, it's a tradition. I always play a big chunk of The Fall. Usually it's 3 hours. Luckily, you got away with only an hour and a half. Love His Band from like 1976 all the way to 2018. Put out, like I'm saying, 23 studio albums, about 50 live albums, and they had about 66 members. Some of them, most of them lasting less than a year. Here's a great tune from an album called Ben Sinister, which I only could find on cassette. This is Riddler, RCT. And you know who this is, and you know who you are, so this works out very nicely.
My first visit.
servants.
Over the hill. Over the hill. Goes killer civil servants. Comes over the hill. Goes killer civil servants.
Clear off the fall. Before that, we heard Riddler. Yeah, it was a short little set there. Actually, two songs, not so short. How I got into the band as I was, this was probably in the 80s. I was out music shopping, and I believe it was with one of my goth girlfriends. We went to Ann Arbor, and we went music shopping. I forget the place we went into, but I saw this cassette, and it was called The Fall. It was from this album, the wonderful and incredibly frightening World of The Fall. As oh, it looks like a good cassette. And around the same time, I think of the Prefab Sprout. I would buy anything that had a cool name or a neat cover. And it just so happened that the newspaper, like the free newspaper in Ann Arbor, had a little feature on The Fall. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. I don't know if they were kind of maybe reviewing the record or something, but totally enamored with the band. Boom. Rest is history. Way round. Let's, how much time? I got 10 minutes. Let's do these two. Living Too Late. And life just bounces. So both sides of the scale here. This one's kind of like a sad end of getting older. Okay, this is about getting older, and the other one's about just hey, whatever, dude. So this is Living Too Long, Living Too Late. Yeah, Living Too Late. The Fall, Zombo in Your Brain, winding down that daggone marathon, you all.
Trying to wash the black off of my face, but it's engraved, and I'm living too late. Think I'm living too late. Sleepless, in control, spleen, a great Aceville belly, must have a stone tripod in the gym. Side gate, but it's a 24-hour clock watch, and I'm living too late. times life is like a new bar. Plastic seat, beer below par. Food with no taste, music great. I'm living too late. I'm living too late. Once talking was my favorite while, but now no conversation ends. Before it's done, maybe I'm living too long.
Full of people leaving. just bounces, so don't you get worries at all. Dr. John says you are very ill, and your top knot is in the region of your soul. I was in a vortex, I was going for a fall, but all music bounces, so don't you get worries at all. I tell you, music bounces, so don't you get worries at all. I tell you, all life just bounces, so don't you get worries at all. And life just bounces, so don't you get worries at all. All life just bounces, so don't you get worries at all.
There you go, The Fall. Life just bounces, and before that, Living Too Late. Got time for one more, and I'm actually going to play probably one of the most prettiest of fall tunes. They're from Manchester. They're from Manchester, and they wanted to do a song like Morrissey, like the Smiths. So they want to do a song like the Smiths. This is The Fall. Bill is dead. I am remaining in your brains. I'm a marathon. Winding it down in your brain, WRCT.
These are the greatest times of my life. greatest times of my life. These are the biggest times of my life. This is the greatest time of my life. These are the biggest times of my life. This is the greatest time of my life. These are the biggest times of my life. This is the finest time of my life. These are the greatest times of my life.
And you know, I remain in your brain.